Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. We hope you're having a fabulous Monday so far. We wanted to start off today by talking about some of the different ways you can find Mormon Channel on social media. If you'd like to see all the ways, we've actually created a new webpage where you can find them. It's www.mormonchannel.org/social-media. And it will show you all the ways you can connect with us socially, Facebook, Twitter, etc. It's a great way to find the Mormon Channel on all your favorite social media spots and be connected to us socially. It's always difficult when someone you know and love becomes sick. And especially if it's a child, it seems like it's even more difficult if it's a child. So imagine a 2-year-old having cancer. It's difficult enough in adults. But when cancer affects a child, it seems to be even more difficult. You think about trying to keep a 2-year-old still, and they're always running around, getting into things. Imagine a 2-year-old in a hospital room. They'd probably go a little stir crazy being confined there and having to sit there. There's a story about what a mother and a grandmother did to entertain their daughter and granddaughter while she was diagnosed with a neuroblastoma tumor in her abdomen. While she was at the hospital, and this 2-year-old's name is Hazel, so while Hazel's in the hospital, her mother and grandmother used medical tape to write a message on the room's window. And this is the window not to the inner part of the hospital, but it's the window that actually goes out to the outer part of the hospital. So somebody on the street could see this message. And it says, "Send pizza, RM 4112. So basically, send pizza to room 4112. Someone from Reddit, and Reddit is a social news and entertainment website, someone from Reddit saw the message on the window, took a photo, and posted it on one of the site's boards. And although some users simply found it funny, others took it as an opportunity to pick up the phone and actually send the pizza. Yahoo reports that Hazel received well over 20 pizzas, and eventually the hospital had to post an announcement kindly asking these generous Redditors to cease and desist. Hazel's family soon invited the other patients, along with their parents and nurses, to an impromptu pizza party. It's neat and inspiring to hear stories of random acts of kindness like this. It's quite certain that this experience lifted the spirits of Hazel, but also her mother and grandmother. It's not easy to be the caregiver of someone in the hospital, let alone a patient. This was likely a much appreciated gesture of kindness for all of them. Life gets so busy sometimes, and sometimes we get wrapped up in our own little lives and get so busy doing something that it's nice that there were so many people that actually stopped what they were doing to serve someone else and to take time out of their day to bless the life of this person. And they didn't even know who it was. When they saw that message on the window, they didn't know it was a 2-year-old who had cancer, but they did it anyway. And I think that's the really fabulous part of the story. We found that story on Time's news feed, and it's an article entitled "Reddit Users Inundate Hospital with Pizzas for 2-Year-Old Cancer Patient," and it's by Samantha Grossman from July 17th, 2013. Is there ever a task that you have to do that maybe you're dreading? Maybe it's the dishes or the laundry, or maybe it's something like a school project or a work project. Do you ever procrastinate getting it done? We've probably all done that. Maybe it's even a task that you want to do, but other people or events are getting in the way. There is a great story in the Old Testament about staying focused on whatever task is at hand, whether you want to do it or not. This is a story told by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, who is in the first presidency of the church, and it's from a talk he gave in General Conference, April 2009, entitled, "We Are Doing a Great Work and Cannot Come Down." Here's the story in his own words.
Nehemiah of the Old Testament is a great example of staying focused and committed to an important task. Nehemiah was an Israelite who lived in exile in Babylon and served as cupbearer to the king. One day the king asked Nehemiah why he seemed so sad. Nehemiah replied, "Why should not my countenance be sad when the city, the place of my father's graves, lies waste and the gates thereof are consumed with fire. When the king heard this, his heart was softened, and he gave Nehemiah the authority to return to Jerusalem and rebuild the city. However, not everyone was happy with this plan. In fact, several rulers who lived near Jerusalem grieved exceedingly that there was come a man to seek the welfare of the children of Israel. These men took great indignation and mocked the Jews. Fearless, Nehemiah did not allow the opposition to distract him. Instead, he organized his resources and manpower and moved forward, rebuilding the city, for the people had a mind to work. But as the walls of the city began to rise, opposition intensified. Nehemiah's enemies threatened, conspired, and ridiculed. Their threats were very real, and they grew so intimidating that Nehemiah confessed, "They all made us afraid." In spite of the danger and the ever-present threat of invasion, the work progressed. It was a time of stress, for every builder had his sword girded by his side, and so built it. As the work continued, Nehemiah's enemies became more desperate. 4 times they entreated him to leave the safety of the city and meet with them under the pretense of resolving the conflict. But Nehemiah knew that their intent was to do him harm. Each time they approached him, he responded with the same answer. "I'm doing a great work so that I cannot come down." What a remarkable response. With that clear and unchanging purpose of heart and mind, with that great resolve, the walls of Jerusalem rose until they were rebuilt in an astonishing 52 days. Nehemiah refused to allow distractions to prevent him from doing what the Lord wanted him to do.
There is a great line from that talk. President Uchtdorf says, "Nehemiah did not allow the opposition to distract him. Instead, he organized his resources and manpower and moved forward rebuilding the city, for the people had a mind to work." Another great line that Nehemiah says is, "I am doing a great work so that I cannot come down." What a great story about an amazing work ethic, not to mention he had a sword in his hand because their enemies were giving them an ever-present threat of invasion. But accomplishing a work or a task is a little different if it's God's work, even if it's something that we may or may not want to do. But just like he helped Nehemiah, he will help us. Maybe it's in our parenting or something else in our family or with our neighbors or something we have to do at church, but God will help us. He did it for Nehemiah in the Old Testament, and he'll do the same for us. That's the message that we wanted to share with you today. Thank you for joining us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled "The Lord's Prayer," and it's featuring Michael Dowdle. Thanks again for being with us, and have a great day.